This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
$1 million has been awarded to the Upper Macoupin Creek Watershed Partnership in an effort to reduce phosphorus runoff. The partnership held a meeting in Carlinville last Wednesday, and one of the speakers was Jen Filipiak with American Farmland Trust. Jen was one of the lead people applying for the funding, and we talked about the mission of the project and how farmers can get involved.
Our mission is protecting farmland. So we protect farmland, we promote sound farming practices, and we keep farmers on the land. So we think those three things are what you need to have good farmland, productive farmland for multiple generations. Here in the Midwest, in Illinois, most of our projects are associated with that sound farming practices side of things. So we do a lot of programming with soil health. We try and promote soil health practices. We host field days. We have some programs where we work one-on-one with farmers. We work a lot with the different organizations that work in Illinois to try and be efficient about bringing money into Illinois to promote soil health practices. We do also do a little bit of work with the non-operating landowners, so your landlords and your landladies. They need to know about these things, too. If you're renting land and you want to do conservation, the landowner needs to be bought into it. And so we're trying to educate them as well. So that's a little bit about what we do here in the Midwest.
Sure. Well, you know what you just mentioned is that you're working with a lot of different people and kind of networking and getting everyone involved. And that's what you mentioned to me about Upper Macoupin Creek Watershed Partnership. It is a partnership, and that is one main point that you want to get out to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had an opportunity to pull in some federal dollars from the Natural Resources Conservation Service. It's the USDA. And they have a program called the Regional Conservation Partnership Program. And so if you have a partnership of contributing folks who are contributing to a resource concern, here we're concerned about phosphorus, the NRCS is willing to commit funds specifically for your project. And so we do have a really good partnership. We have 14 partners on board, and we are open to more partners as well. These are mostly it's local and state partners, and it's anywhere from, agency, Illinois Department of Agriculture, for example, is a partner, to nonprofits like American Farmland Trust and Pheasants Forever. Also, the retailers, both two of our retailer outlets here in the Upper Macoupin Creek watershed, CHS Shipman, M&M Service Company, they're contributing to this, Blackburn College. So the idea is it's a very diverse partnership. And when you're addressing watershed issues, there is no one organization or agency that can solve this problem. It really is takes a huge amount of expertise in different fields and areas of study to address such a broad scale problem. So that's the point of a real diverse partnership like we have here.
Well, I think that's wonderful to have all of those different people with different experiences and different locations to be working together. Now, I know Chris Reynolds just recently started working with American Farmland Trust. He had filled me in a little bit. This money or this grant had been applied for previously but was not received, and you are one of the people that had a lot to do with that. So kind of talk about that process, and now that's how you received the money, as it was granted or approved.
Yeah, RCPP is a new, it's in the 2014 Farm Bill. That's the first time it appeared. And so, of course, we're trying to bring more money to Illinois. We have a little trouble with money in Illinois. So we want more money to Illinois to help farmers and to work on these sound farming practices. And so immediately with American Farmland Trust, I thought we need to try and bring some money into this partnership where we were already working. So we actually applied for this funding three times. And the first time we applied, we didn't get it. And then the second time, we were just edged out of the top spot to get this funding. But every time NRCS said, we love this project, please keep applying. And so the third time was the charm. Thank goodness, because it's a lot of work applying for these grants. It's a lot of moving parts. So, yep.
I imagine. So $1 million, that's a big chunk of change. I'm sure that projects vary in the amount of money that they take and the cost, but any idea of how many farmers this could help implement conservation practices, or a goal or something? $1 million, obviously you probably have some ideas of what you would like to see that be used for.
A lot of practices will qualify, but really when, you know, when a farmer applies for this funding, he or she will be ranked according to the goal of the project, which is to reduce phosphorus loss. So there's many practices that you could apply for to use this funding. We are really trying to focus on reduced tillage and deep application, injection or incorporation of phosphorus fertilizer and cover crops. And cover crops especially have so much promise. There's a lot of really great research that shows it's very significant reductions without actually in some cases helping yield. But it's a complex practice. It's a practice you have to learn. It's a practice that has to be managed. And so so we're really hoping to push that reduced tillage in the cover crops and also just your basic 4R nutrient management, you know, just being very efficient with your nutrients. You know, you pay for them when you put them on your field. You want them in your crop, not in the stream. So in terms of the scale of how many farmers this could impact, you know, every practice costs, like you said, every practice costs something different. And so it's really hard to predict how many farmers this could impact. But we do have a goal of trying to get 40% of the farmland in the Upper Macoupin Creek watershed under some sort of phosphorus reduction management practice. That's a really big goal. That's more money than we have in our CPP. But we have other programs that can help farmers with these practices too. So so that's the scale we're looking at. We're looking at, you know, trying to get almost half of the farmers doing, I mean, we want to see every farmer doing something, but yeah. If we can get 40%, we think we'd actually be able to see some differences in water quality with that level of adoption.
If a farmer would want to get involved, apply for a program, who should they work with on that, American Farmland Trust or their local NRCS office?
Yeah, the local NRCS office is a good place to go because they'll know about all these programs. You know, you can apply for their programs and for the RCPP funding through them, but they will also know all the other programs that are available and be able to put you in contact with those programs. And then, of course, Chris Reynolds. He's your local guy from AFT, so contacting Chris. Chris knows about all the different programs, too, and who to contact and can actually help you sort out which programs might be best for you of all that's available.
Jen Filipiak, Associate Midwest Director for American Farmland Trust. And if you're not convinced about those conservation practices by hearing from Jen, take it from someone who uses them on his own farm. Bill Hine farms with his family in Macoupin County, and they use 4R and other practices on their operation.
We live in the Gillespie-Dorchester area, farm about 2,500 acres, corn and soybeans primarily.
All right. Well, we just finished up a meeting for the Upper Macoupin Creek Watershed Partnership, and you got roped into an interview because I was told you guys use some conservation practices on your farm. What practices do you use, and maybe why did you start doing that?
We're pretty good at trying to follow the 4Rs and utilize our fertilizer in the right ways, especially with our nitrogen, putting on late season. We also use some conservation practices as far as waterways, dry dams, things like that. We're pretty active at building those and doing erosion prevention.
And this is a family operation. Your brother and your dad are sitting here. So is this something that your dad started doing? Is it new practices that have evolved along the way? Or are you constantly changing and trying to stay up on the 4R use of things?
We're constantly evolving. I mean, it's something Dad's always done, I think, to some degree. And as my brother and I've come in, we've expanded that just kind of kept it going and pushing what's available technology-wise and trying to be on the forefront of things and not falling behind.
So what are your thoughts about this partnership and the $1 million of funding that's now available? Do you think that's a good thing and other farmers need to get involved and try some of these conservation practices?
Anytime there's a way to help farmers get involved, and financially is a big part of that, it's always a good thing. I think there's a lot of things we can do out there that we've done wrong in the past, or at least it was the old way of doing things that can be done better, maybe would be a better way to put it. And I think that anytime you get somebody helping is a good thing.
Do regulations concern you? I know that's one reason why we are starting to watch all of this runoff that's in the water and test and try to implement these practices. Is that something that you're like, hey, we really need to watch what we're doing so that regulations don't come about and really limit us?
I wouldn't call it a major concern, but I think it's something we need to think about, because if we don't change the way we're doing things and be proactive and get ahead of the game, they're going to be forced upon us. So it's either you do it on your own, your way, or you're going to get it forced and be mandated how you do it and be told when you can do, when you can apply, when you can't, what you can apply and how much. If we get ahead of the game, like I said, and start using these practices to get the right amounts in the right places at the right time, they won't push those regulations as hard if we can do it on our own.
And once again, that was Bill Hine, who farms in Macoupin County. And before we wrap up, I have a community event to tell you about. Jerseyville Country Financial Agent Wayne Schaefer is hosting a crop hail school this Friday, February 17th at 9 a.m. That's taking place at the Piasaw Township Hall. If you'd like to attend or just have questions about federal crop insurance, you can RSVP to Wayne Schaefer at 618-498-5800. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.